Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, April 23rd, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's a beautiful but chilly day here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA, where we prepare these messages. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and today we hope this simple message will indeed encourage you in your walk with Christ. Today's message is titled, Feed and Follow. The scripture text is, again, from that passage we've been studying the last several days, John 21:17-19. Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me."
The daily text is the final recorded personal exchange between Christ and Peter prior to his ascension to heaven. We ponder how this revelation of truth might have affected Peter. Here he is, gloriously restored after his ignominious denial. He's ready to take on the world. And after this encounter with Christ, he is experiencing the glorious liberty of forgiveness and restoration.
Well, Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Peter faithfully heeded this personal commission. He was a leader in the early church. He, in fact, was the lead preacher on the day of Pentecost. Later, in Peter's first letter, he passes this commission on to subsequent generations, including our own, when he wrote, quote, "Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care," end quote. That's in 1 Peter 5, verse 2. Feed and shepherd are from the same root Greek word and are also the source for the word pastor.
But our Lord's final words to Peter were in regard to the manner in which he would one day die, though he went on to live and faithfully minister for Christ another 30 years prior to being crucified upside down, as tradition asserts.
Well, consider how the knowledge of his future death might have emotionally crippled him. He could have become a basket case. As much as we often wish we knew the particulars about our future, Jesus warns us that we can't handle such information. Trying to do so leads us to a state of worry, even panic. Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 34, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own," end quote. But there is no hint in Peter's apostolic preaching recorded in Acts or in his two epistles of this information ever being a factor at all in the way he lived his life.
I wonder about this when I read the account of his imprisonment in Acts 12. His longtime friend and fellow apostle, and this was the James that was in the inner circle of Peter, James, and John, had just been beheaded. And Peter surely knew the killing mood that Herod was in. Did he wonder, "Is this my time?" Yet he is soundly sleeping when the angel awakened him for his deliverance from jail. I wonder when he laid down his head that he might have reasoned, "Well, I'm really not old yet."
Well, the purpose of this revelation to Peter was that he might know the way in which he would glorify God in his death. This takes a lot of pondering for me. Yet I consider people who have glorified God in their death. I'm inspired each time I read of Stephen's bold proclamation of faith at the very time of his stoning. It seems to me the right outlook in seeing death as merely God's appointed means of transition from this life to the next. Surely this is a time when believers can indeed glorify God. Today, let us all, like Peter, once again, hear these words that Christ spoke. "Feed my sheep and follow me," and may we each respond accordingly.
Let's pray together. Jesus, help me to determine in my heart that your words, "follow me," will far surpass the importance of any other mission I am called to in my lifetime. I pray that my goals, achievements, and ambitions never conflict with the major calling you have placed on my life. Lord, may all that I pursue establish for me a firm foundation where my faith will grow and where I bring glory to your name. both in life and in death. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. It's a privilege to share God's Word. Reminder, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Thursday, April 23rd, 2009. We do have a photo on the site today, just one. A photo of some sheep in a pasture, all probably about a mile from our home, but perhaps even less than that. That just remind us of God's commission to Peter, feed my sheep. We also have a song on today that is a Brooklyn Tabernacle song, a link to it anyway, that's titled, Lead Me, Lord, I Will Follow. And that's a reminder of that follow aspect in our daily lesson today. Well, have a blessed day. Continue to faithfully, in whatever role you may have in life, to feed God's sheep and to follow Him.